Have you ever been in a situation where you find yourself complaining and complaining and complaining about something, and then one day you realize that you are the exact thing that you're actually complaining about? This was my realization that I had today. We were having some strong conversations about parental involvement and parental engagement in an urban school setting. And I had to kind of look at myself in the mirror after having this conversation and realize that maybe even I'm not as involved as I should be in my own son's education. You know, as an educator, I'm working when my son is in his classroom. So I'm definitely not the parent that's able to sign up for the gingerbread house making day before the Christmas holiday. Or I can't be a classroom parent reader because I'm teaching other kids. And so I wonder if, as I'm sitting there complaining about my parents not being involved with my students, I wonder if my son's teacher is complaining about me, because I'm absent from a lot of those opportunities that are sent home that I can step into the classroom. And it made me think and sort of question my perception, you know, and how I was looking at my parents, because, you know, in an urban school, it is statistically been proven that parents are less likely to be involved, come to school events, and I don't really want to go into the why that is, but my perception was, man, these parents just must not care about their kids. These parents, they really don't care what's going on, and they don't want to come to their programs, and they don't want to sign up and see what's going on in my classroom because they could really care less. And then when I realized that I'm doing the same thing, and I know I care about my child. I know I want to be involved in his lessons, and I know I want to know what's going on in his classroom, but sometimes I just can't. And I had this light bulb moment that, oh my God, that's probably the same thing that's happening to my parents. And it made me realize and sort of check myself that I can't always make those kind of judgments because I don't really know what's going on with my parents. Now, are there a few of them that probably are, you know, the type of parent that looks at a school as a babysitting service and, hey, listen, for those 7.5 hours, my kid is your problem and I don't care what happens during the day, you know, hands off. I'm sure there are parents like that. But probably the more realistic aspect of it is that my parents are working too. In fact, probably some of my parents are working even harder because a lot of my parents are single parent households who probably have to hold two jobs just to support and put food on the table for my kids. And now I'm asking them to take away from their family's income to come and cut out paper stars in my classroom. I totally get it. And it just was eye-opening to me that I can't always make assumptions, and that just because a parent doesn't physically come to my building doesn't mean that that parent does not care. And I think that's where everybody needs to kind of come back to, is that just because we can't physically be present doesn't mean we're absent either. And I hope that makes some form of sense as I jumble this out after my long day today. But I really do think that's really important to always consider, is that there are other ways that we can and we should be reaching out to our parents and making them feel like they are a part of their child's education, even when they can't make it to the spring concert or even when they can't come to science night. We have to always give parents the benefit of the doubt, and we have to be willing to think outside the box in order to let those parents in. And so, reflecting on my own son, I'm thinking, like, I want to go home tonight and sort of share my thoughts with his teacher and just sort of say, I really hope you don't think that I am avoiding your classroom or not signing up for things because I don't want to, because I do want to be part of my son's academic career. And if there's anything that I can do, here are the times that I'm available, and here are some things that I would be able to fit within my schedule. And just so you know, these are some of the things as a mom that I'm doing when he's not with you to help him in his endeavors in the classroom. So I think it's important to also remember that we should have that dialogue with our with our teacher-parent relationships. And schools in general should really do everything they can to support that parent-teacher connection. And it doesn't mean we have to sit eye to eye to have that connection. And I want all teachers to sort of challenge yourselves to find ways to invite and to encourage and to include. And something that also occurred to me is I get frustrated sometimes when I call parents and they don't call me back. And it's true, maybe some of them are avoiding me. Not every time I have to call a parent is for a really fun reason. A lot of times I have to call because of a problem or behavior or incident. But it's important to make that contact and keep making that contact. So even if a parent doesn't call me back, I'll continue to leave a voicemail because maybe they're working third shift and they can't call me back. And it doesn't mean they're not hearing my message. It doesn't mean they don't like it when I leave a message on their voicemail that's positive, me telling something wonderful that their student did. And you don't always have to have the reply in order for your reach out to be meaningful. Of course, we would all want to know and have that acknowledgement, but sometimes that acknowledgement isn't possible. Maybe a parent has, you know, shortened minutes on their phone and they got your message, but if they call you back or text you back, it cuts them back on their data for the month. So I think we always have to kind of look at it from the parent's perspective too. And, you know, even when we have those uncomfortable situations with our parents and we do have a conversation that might not be 100% positive, doesn't mean that you can't continue to push forward and to continue to try to build that parent relationship, because really our students need that foundation of a teacher and a parent all on board, 100% for them. So I hope that resonates with some of you tonight, and I hope that some of you can kind of reflect on your own situation and your own judgments and your own situations and just kind of see if maybe you were looking at something that maybe was skewed, because I definitely was my own critic today. It was truly a light bulb moment when I was sitting there and complaining about a parent, and here on the other hand, I am doing the exact same thing on my son's side. So, you know, we're all human and we all need to give ourselves the benefit of the doubt, and we all need to get involved with our students and get connected to those classrooms in some way. Take care, guys, and have a great day.